Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Olala and Jinga back on the show. That's right. Olala's back. We're so excited about that. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments. She's the lady who's helping small business owners all over the place connect their marketing and their sales efforts together and do a better job. And we're so happy that she has become a great resource for us over the last several years as she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Olala Njinga, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. Great to be back.
Good to have you back. We've missed you.
Thank you. I've missed you guys too.
So we got the end of a year wrapping up here. We got a new year coming up. I always like to talk about what can we do to make sure that we start the new year fresh with fresh ideas, fresh attitude, like Patti LaBelle's new attitude, right? And no baggage, no 2014 baggage. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think some of the shifts that are going to happen in 2015 for small business owners might require a helmet and some knee pads for some of us. So we'll chat a little bit about that.
All right. So what did we do first?
Okay. So first, the big shift is about really entertaining your customers. And I think there are some industries that are going to struggle with this a little bit more than others. But, you know, we always talk about educating the customer through the sales process and through marketing. But people actually really want to be entertained just as much as they want to be educated.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, there was a time when all you had to do was sell them stuff, right? Now they want you to adopt them and make them happy.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, I remember when all you had to do was they walked in, they said, yeah, I need a hammer. Okay, here's your hammer. $5. Okay, here's your $5. Have a good one. And you're out of there now. Now they want you to do tricks with the hammer, right?
Exactly. It's what I call the pony show. whether you like it or not, entertaining customers today is really about creating little pieces of why they should remember you, because eventually they will make a purchase. Absolutely. They need to make a purchase decision, and they're going to make that decision based on the experience.
What is entertainment, though? Define it for us. It's not just a routine, right? It's not just a stand-up routine. It's pretty broad, isn't it? Entertainment kind of a broad definition?
It is. And so what I don't want people to get kind of hung up on is like feeling like they have to go out of their way or do something really outlandish. But think through, what is a touch point? What's a piece of this experience that might make it a little more memorable? Mm-hmm. How can you keep them engaged 5 more seconds, 6 more seconds, 7 more seconds? Because sometimes that's all it takes. So maybe it's a video. Instead of explaining something, you know, kind of on your website, maybe you give it 100 words and you say, click here, and it's a 30-second video. That's mm-hmm. a little piece of entertainment for them. If you don't want to do video, then do SlideShare, you know, or whiteboard it with digital animation. So you don't have to get all crazy with entertaining people, but give them a little piece of an experience that just keeps them engaged for a few more seconds.
How much is... Could I say that showing the humanity behind the business is also a form of entertainment? For example, the video that a business owner does of themselves demonstrating a product or something that's not scripted, he or she doesn't deliver the line like a professional, but it's clearly a real live human being who knows the subject and who cares about the viewer, and it's only 60 seconds or a minute and a half long. Isn't that kind of humanity entertaining? When I say entertainment being a broad definition, that's kind of what I mean. What do you think? Can I get away with that?
Absolutely. And it's funny because I think, you know, as a marketing, owning a marketing company, you know, we were always taught about the brand, the brand, the brand, the message, mm-hmm. the message, the message. And going into 2015, the new message is the person, the person, the person.
The humans.
And so the humans behind that company.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the ways I use edutainment, because I'm kind of one of those people that I'm a little camera shy, but I do have a fairly decent amount
with no justification, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, physically or mentally, she has no justification for that feeling. Go ahead.
Thank you. But you know, I'm a little bit of an introvert, and people don't believe.
Yeah,
me.
You're an introvert. You're an introvert like I'm an introvert, Lala.
Okay,
come on. You're not. Look, we know you. You're not getting away with that kind of business around here.
Oh,
hold on
no.
to that thought. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right
okay.
back. We'll be right back with Lala and Jenga. She's not selling that stuff around here, folks. We're not buying it. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.